Okay, we go five short ideas for Parshas Vayeschanan, Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Nachamu, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Lo Mishpul Nishmas Esther Tehila Bas Rav Gabriel Pinchas, and also for Rav Baruch Tzvi by Ruben Nosson, his yahrzeit is tonight, Ches Tamas. Also for Fu Shlima, for Shein Rivka Bas Leia, and for Mordechai Yaakov Yehuda ben Rivka Basor Shechai Yisrael. First idea comes to us from the Chayziv Lublin, the Baal Hilula, the Chayziv Lublin, whose yahrzeit is on Tisha B'Av itself. Vayeschanan Hashem. Moshe davens, and he pleads with our Kaddish Baruch Hu to be allowed into Eretz Yisrael. And the Chayza says something very, very beautiful. On the Duzer's Vaschar, El Shabbat Yisrael Leymor. There's an extra word there, Leymor. What's Leymor doing there, says the Chayza. So the Chayza quotes, Gemara Numa Tesla Beis, why was the Beis Sheni Nechra of Machmas Oven Senes Chinam? So, Lemaisa, why was Beis Sheni just destroyed? Because of Beis's hatred. So, how are we going to build it back through Beis's love? Says the Chozer, look back in the pasuk. Vaschana Hashem ba'isahi hainu. The ace ikvusat the Meshicha. Moshe Rabbeinu says that during the time of ikvusat the Meshicha, it's going to be the end of time, and no one's going to know what's going to be on. The whole world is collapsing, and Eretz Yisrael looks like they're having a civil war. Chas v'shalom. Says Moshe Rabbeinu lemor miloshen ahava miloshen raka. Oz ahava the care of Yisrael va'ideza yava Meshich zekin. Moshe Rabbeinu is davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That by Isahi, that in the Ikvas and the Mishicha, we should feel the Lamor. We should feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. We should feel his compassion. We should feel his closeness. We should feel his hug. Isn't that what the whole Indian of Tisha B'Av Shas Nachum is all about? Right? Chazal tell us when they went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kruvim were facing each other, they were hugging each other. You would think that if the Beis HaMikdash is being destroyed, no. To show us that even in time of destruction, the eternal connection from Klai Yisrael Kadosh Baruch Hu is forever. Like we always say from Rav Bidim, the Gemara in Kiddusha, the Aflam Advav. The Gemara says, the Machlok is between Rav Meir and Yehuda. When do we consider Hashem's children? Your Moshe Tzvi Shlita always quotes this. Banim Atem Hashem Lekecham. When are we on the status of Banim? Says Rav Yehuda. When we do the Rotson Hashem, Banim. We're not Avadim. Says Rav Meir. A mayor comes along, and a mayor says, no. Bekach, bekach, nikra banim. And the Rashba writes in the Tshuva that usually the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda we follow like Rabbi Yehuda. That here we thought we passed like Rabbi Meir. The Kubina Rebbe told us, mitzvah of the farsim is Rashba. It's a mitzvah. It's a biblical commandment. So publicize this Rashba to remember that Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for us is eternal forever. And this is what Moshe Beidu tells us. What is he down for? Lamor, the Ikvas of the Meshicha, we should feel Hashem's love. Even in the time of destruction, right? The Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have chosen, we said this on the Leif Simcha yesterday, Hashem could have chosen to destroy the Jewish people or destroy the house. And he chose the house. We have a few hours left, hopefully it's not, but if it is, it's an indication that he still loves us because he didn't destroy us, he only destroyed the home. It's an indication of his great love. Beautiful idea from the Chayza, from the Chayza, from Rav Biderman, who packs that Kubina, the Rashba, and the Gemara together. And that leaves Simcha of Ger, idea number two. Idea number two comes from Rav Salvechik, on the words of Eschanan. He says, what's that word of Eschanan? And he said this in the Mariah Shir 1978, Tavshin Lamed Ches. The word of Eschanan implies abject supplication. The name for Tachanun is derived from the same root as Eschanan, connoting, showing, the idea that we can make no claim that we deserve to have our request fulfilled. That we have no merits, that we should justify any request on our own behalf. Like Rashi says, V'aschanan is manos chinam. It should be just a gift. Says Rav Salvechik, V'aschanan is tachanun. We recite this tefillah in the position and the tefillas apayim while falling on our face. V'aschanan, Moshe Rabbeinu is down for a gift. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't feel like he deserved anything. That V'aschanan is the same lashon of tachanun. So interesting. Nice, we don't say tachanun on Tisha B'Av because karalei moed, it's called a moed. But we see there's an internal connection between Tachanun, Vaschanan, and Tisha B'Av. But I also want to quote, because today's the Nesivah Shalom's Yahrzeit, and he says, Nachum, Nachum, Ami, on Shabbos Nachum, where we have to give, we have to understand that Shabbos Nachum is also part of the comforting, there's a Shabbos of Nechama. And he says, why does the prophet say Nachum, Nachum? Why is he Nachum twice? Because we know that if a father has to, and he gives a mashal, the father has to take their kid to the doctor, and they have to put that wooden stick down their throat, or to give a kid a shot. And the kid looks around and says, why is my father doing this to me? Because it also pains the father. And their fathers that I know, they're newborn fathers. They can't even bear to stand to see their child in pain. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in pain as well. So we say Nachma, it's Nachma for the children, it's Nachma for Kadosh Baruch Hu. We realize at the end of the day, we don't deserve anything. We don't deserve anything that we have, and everything that we have is complete subjugation, complete subjugation, complete merit, complete gift from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I love that connection between of salvation of Tachanun and of Schanan. And we understand that we need a Kadosh Baruch Hu supplication, and Kadosh Baruch Hu needs the Chama just as much as we need the Chama. Okay, third idea comes to us from the Bnei Yisachar. This Bnei Yisachar is not in the Igor Dekala. This Bnei Yisachar is in Maimar Sivan, on his writings on Sivan, Maimar Hei Oz Beis. But the apostle from our parsha, Paragdal, Pasuk Lamehei. Atar Yisadas, Ki Hashem Elokim Einon Mevado. And you'll know the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one and only. Einon Mevado. Einon Mevado. Says Bnei Yisachar. What's the mitzvah over here? What is Haresal Adas? I'll show you to know. Says Bnei Yisachar, you know what Das is? Das is believing even if you don't see. Ki yediyah shaychas b'davar shelo ra'a b'einam. Ragnodo lo aidei sheshom me'achayav izbonim bo adjad izbar lo shekenu. B'davar shelo ba'atza e'av ma'at. But that ain't a chal yediyah. Something you see with the eyes, it's not yediyah. He says Bnei Yisachar, you know what? The lashon of Ladas. Ladas is to believe even if you don't see. To believe like Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara in Makkah says that Rabbi Akiva was crying. Everybody's crying. The base of Midrash was being destroyed. Rabbi Akiva was laughing. Why was he laughing? Because he saw one prophecy was going to come true. He knew the second prophecy was going to be destroyed, the base of Midrash. Then he was going to be rebuilt. This is exactly this word, says Bnei Yisachar. Hares Ladas. What's Hares Ladas? Is that to have Das? It means something you don't see. Emunah Pshuta, like he quotes, the Bnei Yisachar quotes, the Chassid Yavitz. Sheikra Boros Hashem Yisbach Ulami Mitoch Emunah Pshuta. Es Asher Ro Einab B'Shaz Gdias Hashmar Shekol Tanan Shem Shoyim Ma'az Menei Hashem Yisach Apich Hakiro. At the end of the day, even Hashaz Hashmar, to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that nothing happens without HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting it. And to know that everything's part of a plan. We're all part of a bigger plan. Isn't that the whole Indian of Tisha B'Av? Emunah Pshuta. The end of Gemara Machos is Tisha B'Av. To know that we're just part of a plan. Part of a bigger plan. And Einel Mavado. Ladas, we said before, that the Baal Tanya tells, what you gotta go to the first place of Tzadik and all the Tzidikim tells, you have to know the first place to understand what the word is. What's the first place of Ladas, of Das? The Adam, Yodo Eschava, he knew her. They were together intimately. There was a connection, says the Baal Tanya. Das, says the Baal Tanya, is to know, to be together. Connected. But the Bnei Yisachar says to be connected to something that you don't see. That's the Emunah Pshuta. And that's Tisha B'Av, not Shabbos Nachama. Love that idea from the Bnei Yisachar, from the Chassid Yavitz, from the Baal Tanya, D4. D4 from the Tefer Shlomo. If you look him later, Perek Da'alad, Lamed Tes. You'll know HaKadosh Baruch Hu that day, and you will turn your heart to him. And he basically bases off of Orchayim HaKadosh. Ki Iker Darche HaChassidu Sushi HaShkiach Adam B'chol Yom V'Yom HaKomah Sho'over Olam B'Metshach HaYom. A person should think about, a person should do his boinenus. Should think about, how did my day go? How was my shachars? How was my morning with my kids? How was my mincha? How was my afternoon? How was my marv? How was my learning today? How was my patience? And the person lives their life with yadata hayom, the person lives their life with living with the hayom, thinking about every single day individually, doing as like the Ramban tells us in the Gerus Ramban, to think about our actions one twice a day, in the morning and at night. Then if Hashem said, "Alecha idezer tuchel asas tshuva karai," then the person can do tshuva. Then he could first fix himself. But yadata hayom, if you take it one day at a time, then you could turn to Hashem. Ben Yisachar saw this quoted by my good friend of Rashi Blum. He said with Ben Yisachar and Igor Dekal, he tells us, the Gemara tells us, better to walk behind a lion than to walk behind a woman, a single woman. And Ben Yisachar says, I'll be the Zohar, the mazel for the month of Av, the mazel for the month of Av is a lion. It's a lion. Whatever that means, Kabbalistic is not for us now. And the mazel for the month of El is a basulo, is a woman, is a girl. It says, better to walk behind a lion, better to do tshuva. Why are you waiting to do tshuva for in El? Menachem Av, come to do tshuva, right? The Sram tells that Av is El Ba. El, like I heard of Govach Shlita in Kemesora, has a big sign for Av. It says, Elo ba, Elo's coming, but you don't have to wait for Elo. Says, Vinez Haskar, and Inga Tikal, do tshuva now. Tisha B'Av, Tashab's Nachem, it's a time of tshuva. It's not a time, like Richard Meyer was talking, it's not just time to cry. What are you crying about? I'm crying because I want a closer connection. The Beis Hamikdash is a makam shechina, makam yichud, a pnimius connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. We have to have Tisha B'Av, but at least let's come out of it a different person. Like the Rambam says, when you do tshuva, you become a different person. You become a biri chadasha, like the Rambam says. Biri chadasha, but how do you do that? Vayadata hayom, every single day. It's bonus in the morning, it's bonus in the afternoon. It doesn't have to be in the morning, afternoon, but those are the times when you can break it up. But thinking about our lives, don't wait till the month of El, says Vinay Saskar. And Rabbi Shemara tells us, now just cry. We cry because we want a closer connection to the Rabbono Shel Olam, the ultimate connection, the real connection. Beautiful idea from the Tver. Shlomo Apidol Chaim and Vinay Saskar and Rabbi Shemara. Finally, the fifth and final idea. The final idea is a meister from the Brisker Rav. Chabetz Tzivicha V'Yasimecha. We have the Aseres Tadibros, Parakei, Pasuk Tazayin. The Brisker Rav, there's a story, what was said, that he was once moving to a new home. When the movers arrived, they saw him standing in the room next to a well-packed chest. The Rav called to one of the movers and asked, "Do you see this chest? When you carry it, please take great care that it doesn't turn over. Carry it upright." The mover lifted the chest while the Brisker Rav observed carefully. He didn't take his eyes off the chest until it reached his new home. One of his students asked the Rebbe, why did the chest have to be kept upright? What is that exactly in the chest? This chest, said the Brisker Rav, contains the Chidush HaTorah, my father, Rav Chaim Zatzal. And it also has my Chidushim. Obviously, my father's Chidush HaTorah, which are far greater than mine, are placed on top. If Chas HaSholom, said the Brisker Rav, the mover would have turned over the box, my writings would have been on top of my father's. Now I've been a lack of respect toward my father. What a maisa. What a maisa that the Brisker Rav had. That even the writings of his father shouldn't be under Chas HaSholom his. What an incredible sensitivity. Incredible sensitivity to detail. Sometimes we talk about the 9 days, and we talk about Tisha B'Av, Achdus, Avos Yisrael. Detail. When it comes to specific midos, we have to be detailed. If you get detailed, then it shows us that it's coming from a real way. But if we just use general things, which is fine, which is beautiful, Avos Yisrael and Achdus, we have to say it more. But if we're really getting internalized during these days, and really taking the Gemara and Yom HaTzah Samedi seriously, we're really thinking about the Churban and why we have so much pain, it's got to be detailed. How and who in my life do I owe an apology to? Who did I hurt this year? At the Rebbe Melech, every Arab Shabbos would go in, and the Sram tells Rabbi Shlomo would say that every Arab Shabbos and by the Rebbe Melech was like Arab Yom Kippur, begging for forgiveness. To be so careful, always the Be'er Al-Machaveru, but to be detail-oriented, just like the Brisker Rav. I love this idea for the Brisker Rav. Let's review this idea. So he started also saying from the Chayza, Vatzchan al-Hashem ba'isa ili mor. Shadamar at that time saying, but what's Vatzchan al-Hashem ba'isa hi? Moshe's davening ba'isa hi for lema. What's lema? Lema is Lashon Raka. There's two words to say speech. Dibor and Amira. Amira is soft. It says the Chayza, I was davening Vatzchan al-Hashem ba'isa hi that I give us the Mashiach that should be with lema, that should be with Ava, should be with Achtus, that we should be together, we should feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love, we should feel the love externally, vertically, and horizontally. And isn't that what the whole Indian of Tisha B'Av is all about? The whole Indian is all about feeling the Kaddish Baruch Hu's love. It's forever, like the Ravineman said, Gemara Kiddushin, Lamed Vav, Mikach, Mikach, Mikrabon, we pass it like our mayor. Usually in the Shura, the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Mayor, we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. But here, says the Rashba, you feel good, we pass it like Rabbi Mayor. In the midst of the parts of Mishrash, says the Kabriner. To understand that even the Kruvim, even in moments of destruction, the Kruvim are still facing each other. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love is for us, is eternal. And as the late Simcha Ger said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have chosen to hurt the Jewish people or destroy the Jewish people, but yet he destroyed the home. And that is the greatest Nechama in the entire world. So, Avichai, idea number two on the idea of Atzchanon, Atzchanon, the same word of Tachanon. What's Tachanon? That we have no merits. It's Taman Aschinim. Hence, we recite this Tefillah position of Nefilas HaPayim before in our face. We have nothing towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami. When we want our Nechama for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want Nechama for ourselves. It says in the Nesiv Hashem, where we're just giving ourselves over to the Ribono Shel Mamish. It's not about us, it's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Third idea, B'nai Yisalskar, Atah Reis Ladas. Ladas. What's Das? Das is believing in something that you don't see. And he quoted the Chassid Yavitz. That's exactly what real Amun Pshut is. Amun Pshut is when you believe something that you don't see, but you believe that it's there. Isn't that what Rabbi Kiva is all about? The end of Malchus, when he sees the prophecy of destruction, and he doesn't see the prophecy of building of Beis HaMikdash, but he sees, he knows that it's there. Love that idea. And actually, something that I learned a lot from this podcast this week, from the Meaningful People podcast, but listening to the Steinmetzes, Dovi Steinmetz, Zatzal, who was killed in Meron, he listened to his father and listening to his mother talking about their belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both in their own different ways, but so genuine, so real, and so beautiful. Highly recommend it. Very appropriate to get ready for the Yontif of the Moed of Tisha B'Av. Finally, fourth idea, the Tiver Shlomo, Hashivot Alavecha, Yadata Hayom, Hashivot Alavecha. If you live by Yadata Hayom, you live every single day by Hayom, then of Hashivot Alavecha. Look at Rabbi Nachman at the end of the Chutev Aran, in Osta, Ayin Meshvish, Hayom in Mikol Tishma, Talk says Tehillah 95. Chagod Abavas Hashem, Shalom Yasim Nenei Enav Ki Mosu Hayom, to be focused on every single day. Don't say, oh, I'm going to do the whole month and up. No, one day at a time, says Rabbi Nachman. One day at a time, 1 minute at a time. That's what it's all about. And if you live this way, he says the Tefer Shlomo, Apid Al Orchan, then you can do tshuva. And that's what the Bnei Sosma tells us. Don't wait for Ella to do tshuva. What better walk behind the line than to walk behind a besuah? Doesn't just mean for us to not have bad thoughts. It means for us to do tshuva in the month of the line, the month of Av. Don't wait for the month of besuah, of El. Finally, the Biskurav would tell the movers to be very careful with that chest. And the chassid asked him, why? The student asked him, why so careful? He says, chas shom, for my writings to be on top of my father's have to be on top and they should stay on top. To be sensitive to detail. To be sensitive to detail in our benon v'chaveru, should be zochav as Hashem these last minutes before Tisha B'Av, to feel Chodesh Baruch Hu's ahava, to feel Chodesh Baruch Hu's love between us and Him, and to love amongst each other, to feel to know that as chanes to our tachem we subjugate ourselves to Chodesh Baruch Hu, thinking about His nechama, to have the munip pshuta of the Rabbanu Shem, to do tshuva b'hayom one day at a time, to be detail oriented in our benon v'chaveru, to be zochav mehir v'yamein v'seid chalkin v'sratzecha, to be zochav as Hashem. To not have Tisha B'Av outside of Yerushalayim, to have Tisha B'Av inside Yerushalayim, the Karlai Moed, to have the real Yom Tov, Mashiach, to get him here by Amen.